He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning, September 26th version of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in Carlsbad, California. Well, you know what? There's a little unpredictability in the market today. What do you think that unpredictability is? I'd say it's Donald Trump. Which Donald Trump will show up to the debate tonight? Which Hillary Clinton will show up to the debate tonight? Will she be able to make it throughout the debate without a coughing spell? Will Trump be able to make it throughout the debate without snide remarks? You know, that's all a big question mark right now. And I think the market is just kind of going to take a pause here and watch the debate and then kind of decide. So in the meantime, we have a little bit of uncertainty, which is showing up in the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which is down 125 points right now. We had a good week last week, however. The Dow is at 18,136. The NASDAQ is down 35 points right now. That puts the NASDAQ at 5,270. That works out to a 0.6% drop in the NASDAQ today. The S&P 500 is down about a 0.5%. It's down about 12 points right now to 2,152. Crude oil, however, is having a good day. And the crude oil stocks are also having a pretty good day, offsetting some of the losses in the higher-flying areas of the market, the more risk-on areas of the market. Crude oil is up 93 cents per barrel this morning. There is an OPEC meeting this week that we'll all be watching. Crude oil is at $45.41 per barrel right now. Gold is up $3.70 per ounce. Gold is at $1,345. Silver down 13 cents. Silver $19.68 per ounce right now. The euro is at 1.1256. We've got the 10-year yield actually dropping again. Can you believe it? 1.60% is where we are at on the 10-year yield. The small cap market down 0.6%. And I would say, you know, a couple of things. You've got uncertainty about the debate tonight. Yeah, it's a big wild card. I mean, it is a big wild card. And you got a little issue, a few issues in Europe that we'll talk about here in a moment. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Tonight's debate, who will be watching? Well, apparently 100 million people will be watching. It should be entertaining. It should be who knows what to expect. And markets don't like it when there's that unknown expectation out there. Will Trump trump her in the debate? Will she trump him? We'll just have to see how it all plays out. Markets don't like uncertainty. That's one of the reasons why we have markets down here today, which does not surprise me. The Deutsche Bank situation, it's down 6% this morning. European banks, you know, they've been in the spotlight before. They're in the spotlight again, and today you've got Merkel saying that, hey, Deutsche Bank, we're not going to bail you out. We will not bail you out. You're going to have to fix your own problems, and that's causing a little bit of weakness in Europe, especially amongst the European financials. We have an OPEC meeting this week. There's another dab of uncertainty in the market right now. They'll be meeting, trying to come up with an agreement on output of oil. That's always very difficult. And then to top that out, we still have Draghi, who's going to deliver quarterly testimony today to the EU on his monetary policy, which seems to be not working. The European model not working. Buybacks, quantitative easing, and other issues in Europe not working. Draghi will deliver his quarterly testimony today, and he'll be grilled. He'll be on the hot seat. A little bit more of uncertainty to throw out there in the market here today. But overall, as I said in my newsletter over the weekend, and as we'll reiterate here again today, well, it's Big Picture Monday, which is now extending into Big Picture Tuesday, Big Picture Wednesday. We will get through the big picture of the market, because that's the bottom line. You know, when anybody calls me about the market and their portfolio and whatnot, and you know, the short term, a couple weeks or days or whatever, you know, you have to step back and you have to look at the big picture of the market. And the big picture of the market centers around earnings. If earnings of a company increase over time, the odds are very high, the probabilities are very high that the stock is going to appreciate over time. And the same truism applies to the market. If the market's going to continue to see higher earnings over time, the market's going to continue to appreciate. When earnings level off, markets level off like they have over the last couple of years. And when markets begin to recede, look out. Because that is when the recession is coming, and that is when the bear is upon us. And when those earnings are finally done receding, then the bear starts to go back into hibernation, and we start looking to a pickup in earnings again, which last occurred in 2009, in the spring of 2009. So watching that big picture of the market, to me, especially as a market timer, and I've been had a buy signal on the market since March of 2009, there's going to be a time when I flip the switch to a sell signal and tell you to avoid stocks, avoid equities, protect capital. And we'll see if that's that time yet here as we go through the big numbers in the market here today and tomorrow. Yum says full speed ahead on the China spinoff. Yum China will be spun off. You know, China markets have done pretty good here in 2016. In fact, especially recently over the last few months, China is starting to overtake the U.S., at least Chinese stocks are starting to overtake U.S. stocks from a relative point of view. We'll get new home sales today. We'll see where those shake out at the current time. That's just one of those indicators that gives us the temperature of the current economy. We have some biotech news today, two good ones and one bad one. Neither of these, none of these do I own, but I do own some other biotechs right now, just a few. Array Biopharma, ARRY, is up 46% this morning. They're having some good results on a late-stage melanoma drug. That is a small-cap company, $724 million. But, boy, look at that move today, up $5.37. This is a stock that closed Friday under $4 a share, so pretty good move out of Array Biopharma. That's one of the attractive, that's what makes biotechs attractive, is that possibility that they come up with one of these big blockbuster drugs. We have another one, GWPH, one that's been on my radar. I would say that of all of the so-called marijuana drugs, by far, GW Pharmaceuticals is numero uno. And in fact, if you look over my newsletter over the weekend in the aggressive portfolio, I don't own GW Pharmaceutical, but it's one that is like one of four or five that are listed down below as stocks on my watch list that are top leading candidates to make their way into that portfolio. GW Pharmaceutical having good news today on a drug that treats a rare form of epilepsy. That's a beautiful breakout there on GWPH, which is a $3.2 billion market cap company. The stock is up 17% this morning. Now it cuts both ways in the biotech world, doesn't it? PTIE, which is pain therapeutics, on the other hand, gets a thumbs down from the FDA. That stock is down 55% today. Now, this is just a $3 stock. This is a very micro-cap, $56 million company, down 67% on bad news from the FDA. Carnival Cruise Lines, they beat earnings by 3 cents. How's Carnival doing today? It's up a little bit. Carnival has been a very, very flat trending stock here recently. I think they fight that terrorism threat. Is that keeping you at home these days? Well, we're here. We're working. It's Big Picture Monday, which now becomes Big Picture Monday and Tuesday because there's so much to go through. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour on this pre-debate Monday, shaky market Monday. I think nobody really knows what to expect this evening other than an interesting watch, huh? Be interesting. It'll be different, I think, a lot different than debates of the past. And, you know, the market also is looking at it like, we don't know what to expect tonight. Will Trump implode, which he could do? Will he, will he put her to shame? Will she put him to shame? It's just really a wild card right now. It's out there. And we really don't know what the outcome will be. And the market's just saying, you know what, let's just kind of take it easy today and let's watch. Let's watch this debate with the rest of the folks. And then maybe tomorrow we'll feel a little bit calmer about this election season. Meanwhile, we've got a few more earnings coming in. Cal-Maine, that's the egg stock. It lays an egg today. It's down 0.6%. Morgan Stanley likes Marriott. Okay, all right. Marriott has been a flat performer for the last couple of years here. I've actually held Marriott over the last couple of years and got tired of it. Wasn't doing anything for me, and I moved on. And here's the last story before we get to the big picture of the market. Uber is looking at vertical takeoff and landing vehicles. Now, that's the way to go. How many times have you ever been stuck in a traffic jam and you wanted to just turn on the propeller above the car and lift off vertically and fly right over them? Sounds like a good idea to me. Now, how you control this kind of traffic and everything, that remains to be seen, but Uber is looking at and testing. I'd like to see a test of one of these things at a vertical takeoff and landing. Then you could land on the roof of your garage, you know, or in your car in front of your garage there, and you beat all the traffic coming home. Sweet, isn't it? Okay, we'll be watching for how that test turns out. Well, here we are. The third quarter ends on Friday, when the bell rings on the market. We'll be three-fourths of the way through 2016. Didn't that just seem like it just began? And here's where we stand year-to-date on the markets. S&P 500, as of last Friday, is up 5.9%. Now, if the market was just building into it, this year's earnings are going to be flat against last year's earnings. So all things being equal, the market should be flat this year. And then why is it up 5.9%? Because it's looking ahead to 2017, where earnings are expected to resume their growth track once again. Of course, we'll get to that, the bottom line numbers of the show either today, of the market either today or tomorrow. So the market is up 5.9% year to date. That's the S&P 500. That does not even begin to tell the story, however. If you remember, the Fed hiked rates 9 months ago in December of 2015. We saw a massive market sell-off after that in January. In fact, it was the worst January in the history of the market. We almost went into a bear market. What did the Fed do? An about-face. A complete about-face. From a tightening, hawkish posture to a dovish, laissez-faire, let it go, no hurry posture. That happened overnight. And the market turned around overnight. And some of us, like myself, who had begun to build in and dig in the trenches and take a defensive posture, because I also take capital preservation very seriously, had to do a very quick about-face ourselves and got left behind a little bit when the market came storming back. And you could make the argument, well, see, you market timers, you don't know how to time the market, you got left behind. What if it would have went into the bear market? What if they would have continued to hike rates? What if 2016 would have been the bear market of like 2008, 2009 with a 40, 50% drop? We always have to keep that in mind. We always have to be looking out on the horizon for that event, which will occur at some point in the future. And I don't plan on, I'm not a passive investor. I'm not an index guy that's going to tell you to write it down 40, 50%. Instead, I'm going to do everything I can possibly do to see it coming and position myself accordingly and maybe even put some of those inverse funds to work at that time. But the market did turn around, and here we are in September of 2009, the S&P up 5.9%. The Dow is up 4.8% on the year. The Dow has started to lag other indexes, not only here in the U.S., but around the world. And I would say if you look at those 30 Dow stocks, one thing that they mostly have in common is they're big, large-cap dividend payers, which were exploited earlier this year and are now trading at very lofty multiples. And I see investors now turning towards mid-cap and small-cap stocks, the growth areas of the market that don't pay dividends, which were left behind earlier this year. So I continue to see the Dow, the Big 30, lag behind the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ, which is now up 6% this year. And if you were to ask me which of those indexes I like the best, well, I like the NASDAQ the best of all right now. It has the most momentum. It has the most growth potential, and it's the one that, in a way, has been left behind here in 2016. We also have the small cap stocks really starting to take off. They are now up 13% for the year. Very volatile area of the market. But I think that shows you how the action has shifted away from the large cap dividend payers to the more risk on. You're going to have your bad days, you're going to have your good days, but overall, the trends in the small and mid-cap stocks, which have been showing up in my app and now being proven out by the results of the market. By the way, my aggressive growth portfolio is fully invested right now, and you could say the pedal is to the metal on that particular portfolio. And it's really had about five, six good weeks here recently, and portfolio really starting to do well here in 2016. The emerging markets are ahead of all U.S. markets right now. And as you know, if you listen to my show and if you get my newsletter and if you watch the Best Stocks Now app and the rankings of the asset classes and the indexes around the world, I went positive on the emerging markets here. I'd have to find the exact date, but I'm thinking a few months ago. Emerging markets are now up 15% on the year. But there's a few emerging markets that are better than the rest. Well, we'll continue to go through our scorecard and find out where we are with just one quarter left in 2016. This is Bill Gutterson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions.
This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've got a little bit of uncertainty drifting, wafting through the market today. One is the big debate. First of three. Boy, I tell you what, does anybody know what to expect other than the unexpected? And I think the market is saying the same thing here today. And we're also looking at an OPEC meeting this week. The Fed's going to be quiet. The Fed's kind of out of the picture this week. That's good. We know that the Fed's going to be dovish at least until December, where it's likely that they will hike rates at that point in time. Let's hope the market's ready for it this time. It should not have that big of an impact overall on the markets. The markets should be ready for it and braced for it by then, because they've certainly had plenty of warning. We're going to hear from the other big central bank today, as Mr. Draghi, the central bank ECB president, will be testifying today, and we'll get a little clue as to where Europe is going with their monetary policy, which has also been quite dovish. When all is said and done, we've had pretty much a flat year in the market. Not a lot of opportunities out there. You know, it's been, 4 or 5% with a whole lot of risk this year. It seems to be tempering a little bit, and we seem to be getting to that point in the market where we can start looking forward to growth once again, as long as we don't get a new president that kills whatever growth we do have now. The market continues to weigh all this in. In the end, I look to the bottom line, which we'll get to probably tomorrow, our big picture look and trip through the markets, which this year we're starting to favor. Definitely the small and mid caps are starting to take away and take over leadership in the market away from the large cap dividend payers, which were so popular, which were being gobbled up earlier this year. I warned in early July about the extreme valuations in sectors like utilities, real estate investment trust, and the large cap dividend payers, and I've kind of shunned those areas of the market ever since. I've pivoted to other areas of the market that I like for income right now. The income portfolio had a very good week last week. It is got an average dividend yield of about 8% right now and tightly managed by one, Bill Gunderson. The emerging markets have taken over leadership also. They had a bad start to the year. Oh my gosh, they had a terrible start to the year, but now they've really gained some traction. I think they're being helped by currencies around the world. They're being helped by a little bit of political change blowing in Latin America. They're being helped by a little faster growth in China than we see here in the U.S. Overall, the emerging markets are up this year 15.2% as measured by the Vanguard Emerging Market Index ETF, which is VWO. Now, Europe is the laggard in 2016. It's the laggard today. It's down 2%. Year-to-date. What they're doing in Europe is not working. They had the big Brexit scare and the Brexit vote. That seems to be baked into the cake by now. Now the European financials are starting to come to the fore, and not in a good way, again. And I would continue to avoid, for the most part, European stocks, European indexes. India is up 10% on the year. They have a pro-business leader, Narendra Modi, who's bringing India back into the world economy, doing a very good job. I invested in India a few years ago, made a nice profit, stepped aside, and I've seen India kind of go sideways for the last couple of years, and now it looks like it's starting to break out once again. But the leading market this year, I wrote about it over the weekend in my Seeking Alpha article, the leading market this year is Latin America. Overall, the Latin American ETF, as measured by the ETF ILF, is up 32%. You can go inside of Latin America. You can find Brazil now up 64% on the year, as they have new leadership down there. Dilma Rousseff has been impeached. She's out of it, the leadership of the country. And will they ever clean up the corruption? I don't know. There's a saying in Brazil, we do things the Brazil way, you know. That's not a good thing. That's kind of an under-the-table type of connotation to it. Argentina is also on the march right now. They have a new leader in Mauricio Morsi. I've seen several interviews with him. He's very much a pro-business leader. And he's doing what he can do to bring Argentina back into the world markets. Argentina has twice burnt global investors by defaulting on their bonds. Investors are a little gun-shy and a little wary of another attempt by Argentina to get back into the world markets. But so far, Morsi is doing a very good job in restoring a little bit of faith and confidence in the Argentinian markets. I do have some exposure to Argentina right now. And China is now up 9% for the year. And I also have some exposure to China right now as markets outside of the U.S. are starting to gain traction and are starting to position and pass by the U.S. markets. But I would stick with very high-quality stuff when it relates to these markets. As we look at the bond market, well, it's had another pretty good year. You've got a 30-year bull market in bonds. The 10-year yield is hovering right around 1.60 right now, and I've been saying as long as it stays under 2%, you're okay. I would be very reluctant to put new money into the bond market. That's me. Overall, the 10-year Treasury, as measured by the ETF IEF, is up 5.7% year-to-date. That's U.S. Treasuries up 5.7. Why? Because interest rates have dropped. Since the beginning of the year, we started the year with the 10-year at 2.3%, and right now we're at 1.6%. So hence, you get that capital appreciation in the bond market. Now, to get capital appreciation in the future in the bond market, interest rates have got to continue to drop from this level of 1.6%. And that's a big question mark, whether or not they're able to do that. It seems to me like the risk-to-reward ratio does not favor the bond investor at this point in the game after a 30-year bull market in bonds. Oil up 20% this year. We started the year at $37 per barrel. It plunged in January. That was also part of that worst January in the history of the market. We didn't know where the bottom was in oil. Oil seemed to have finally found a bottom around $26 per barrel. And now we're back to about $45 per barrel. Overall, however, oil up 20% for the year. I continue to be bullish on the energy sector, which is having a pretty good day here today. And gold has had a good year. Gold began the year at $1,000 per ounce. In fact, there was some calls for it to go below $1,000 for the first time in a long time. But here we are back at $1,341 per ounce. Gold is up 26%. Why is gold up this year? Because the Fed has remained dovish. The dollar has remained soft. And that's been good for gold. However, as we look out to the future, how much longer is the Fed going to remain dovish? If the Fed starts to tighten, that's bullish for the dollar and bearish for gold. I currently own just one gold stock. That's the scorecard. That's where we sit year to date. And obviously now we're looking ahead to 2017, with just one quarter left in this year. As we look at the current technicals of the market, how do they look? You know where trouble shows up first in a stock or in the market? In the technicals. What's the technical health of the market right now? You know, I look at hundreds of charts on a daily basis. I look at charts, obviously, of everything that I own. I'm looking for those early signs of a fever, a temperature, a cough, bronchitis, whooping cough. Terminal illness, you know, that's what we don't want to have in stocks that we own. I look at the temperature of the markets every day. I look at charts of the major indexes. I look at charts of sectors. I look at charts of bond funds. I look at charts of corporate bond funds. When we come back, I'll give you the current technical picture, the current technical picture of the market. What do I see through my what do I hear through my stethoscope and other instruments that I use on the market? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Thank you.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Now, a buy and hold investor could care less about technical patterns and charts and the picture that a stock or an index traces out over time. In the newsletter, I mostly use five-year charts that I show you, so you can see the trend lines. Pretty easy to tell if it's trending up, trending sideways, trending down, starting to roll over in that ominous bearish-looking chart, starting to break out in that optimistic chart of, hey, maybe this is the beginning of a new uptrend. I think it's very important myself. You know, I personally put all three of the, investing types of styles to use. Valuation, very important to me. Technical analysis and looking at the tea leaves, I guess, and the pictures they draw out, very important to me. And momentum and performance, very important to me. When performance starts to dwindle, you can see it in the stock chart. The stock chart starts to flatten out. And the worst chart of all is one that is starting to roll over like we had back in January of this year. We had a very ominous chart on the market before the Fed did its about face. Well, as we look at the market today, we begin with the S&P 500. I can just tell you that's full health right now. That's a healthy chart on the S&P 500. It's been trending sideways for the last couple of years because earnings have leveled off in the S&P 500. But we had a breakout in the S&P 500 earlier this year, several months ago. And that remains a very favorable, healthy chart on the S&P 500. The Dow Jones Industrial Average broke through its resistance level recently. It's pulled back a little bit. Does not look as good to me as the S&P and the NASDAQ do, but nevertheless, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has also broken out of that sideways trend that's been taking place for the last 18 months because it's looking ahead to next year. The most exciting chart of all, boy, go to the newsletter over the weekend. If you didn't get it, you can go to GundersonCapital.com. GundersonCapital.com. This is in the free version of the newsletter or the subscription version of the newsletter, which has all of the model portfolios. Look at the breakout in the NASDAQ last week. I put a big fat arrow pointing right to it. That's why I would say that I currently favor the NASDAQ the best of all. The NASDAQ tends to lean to more towards mid-caps, technology, go-go type stocks, biotechs, etc., leaving out those big industrials and those big dividend-paying, gargantuous, stodgy old stocks of yesteryear, as I like to call them. The NASDAQ had a terrific breakout last week, which bodes very well for the future of the NASDAQ right now. No guarantees, but we have a healthy technical pattern on the S&P, the Dow, the NASDAQ. Not so much so on Europe. I use a Vanguard Europe ETF as my proxy for Europe. I use VGK. That thing's in a downtrend. It's been in a downtrend for the last couple of years. What they're doing in Europe is not working. Let's not follow Europe. Although that's what we're trying and attempting to do here. We need to do more like Europe does. No, we don't. It's not working in Europe. They have all kinds of problems in Europe. And their markets and their economies are faltering. Let's not do what they're doing in Europe. That's not a good stock pattern of Europe. That's an unhealthy stock pattern. And the emerging markets, major buy signal back in June, July timeframe of this year, they remain on that buy signal, and they're starting to really take off. I'm looking for new highs by the end of the year in the emerging markets, whether it's a VWO, which is an emerging market ETF, or whether it's individual emerging markets like Latin America, China, and India. I think you're going to see new highs in the emerging markets by the end of the year. We'll see. Gold is stumbling along right now. Gold had a torrid run from late last year, leveled off when the Fed started to talk tough again, when the Fed started to talk about rate hikes. Gold is in a funk right now. It has its good days when the Fed, when doves fly out of the mouth of Miss Yellen. When hawks come out, gold doesn't do so well. I'm pretty neutral on gold right now. And the last chart is the U.S. dollar, which is currently in a downtrend. It's been in a downtrend since its meteoric rise last year, and it's been falling ever since. It was going on the meteoric rise in the face of hoping for rate hikes here in 2016. They did not materialize. The dollar has been in a downtrend all year, which has been bullish for gold, bullish for U.S. Multinational stocks. The dollar right now pretty neutral, as the Fed is pretty neutral. Well, that's as far as we're going to get in the big picture of the market. You know what? I go through this every week. Just look at the pictures that I put out every single weekend in my newsletter. It forces me to go through all the little nuances of the market that I need to stay on top of so that I can deliver to you my best analysis that I can possibly deliver to you, given all the factoids that are out there right now. Tomorrow we'll get into the asset class picture, where we're at in asset allocation right now and where I'm at with my asset allocation, which assets I favor, which assets I don't favor. We'll get into the sectors of the market, which sectors I like right now, which sectors I don't like, which areas of the world I like right now, which areas I don't like. And hopefully by the end of the show tomorrow, we'll get to the bottom line earnings estimates. Earnings have been growing since 2009. They've leveled off over the last couple of years. They haven't receded. They've leveled off. The key to the future of this bull market, which is now over 7 years old, is next year's earnings expectations and the direction of those expectations. We'll go over that tomorrow, because that, to me, holds the key to the future of this bull market. You can get the newsletter at GundersonCapital.com. You can download the app or just check it out, BestStocksNowApp.com. You can reach us about our money management services at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.